Okay, today's shiur is Daf Yud, and we're on Daf Yud. I'd like to learn today's Daf. L'zeichu Nishmas, my grandfather, Rav Chaim Fishel Ben Menachem Mendel, his yahrzeit is today. Okay, so we're up to seven lines of the bottom. Tanan Hossam. My father's making a ticket in the platform. Tanan Hossam. Tanan Hossam. We learned in a Mishnah over there. Shloshim Ashram Asur Mishim Giwe. There are three liquids that we have to be concerned, the content of Giwe we have to be concerned about. What are they? Mayim, water, Yayin, wine, and Cholav, and milk. So the derech of the snake is to drink from these three liquids. And we're cautious that maybe he puts the venom into these liquids. But by other liquids, we are not concerned. The Mishnah explains, Kama Yishu V'yu Asurim. How much time does these liquids have to be left open in order for them to be usher? So I'm obviously dealing with your own, because if it's somebody else's, you would have no idea how long it was left open. So the Mishnah says, "Kedeitze yetze harachash mimakom karo v'yishter." Enough time for the rachash, which is, I guess, the snake, right? So the sheret, the snake, to come out from a close place and drink. Okay, so what does that mean? So the Gemara explains, "Kama makom karo." How close is close? Amar Rav Yitzchak Rei Rav Yehuda, Kidei Sheyetze Mitachas Ozen Kli V'Yishta. In order for the snake to, I guess, emerge from the handle of the Kli and to drink. And we're choshish that the snake was underneath the Kli, and once you open the Kli a little bit, that would be enough for the snake to climb up the handle and put the drink from it. So the Gemara says, is that sufficient time? Yishta? If it's enough that Yishta, that it's Yishter without time to go back, it's only drinking, Haka Chazile, you would see it. I'm not going to try it, right? But just the time, you would see it there. So you might say, no, Ella, Yishter Vyaskula Chloro. Enough time for it to drink and then return to its place. When it returns to its place, then you don't see it. Okay. Now go back to cooling. Okay, this man is there, the Shacharo says, we're not really kosher for Giloy because it's not, we don't have those snakes, the Makmokomo Shalonu. We don't have the snakes here, but those days we have to be concerned about Mayim and Guyan. There are those who are concerned about them. There's even though I saw once someone said that people leave the megabox by their bedside. Yeah, they're supposed to cover it. Some say to cover it. And some say you don't have to leave the megabox by your bedside, you can actually walk to the sink. But for those who do, so if you're really cautious for that and you're cautious for Giloy, then you have to put a cover on it. Okay. Before yesterday's daf, the Gemara brought the Rav Huna, who said that a behema, when it's alive, is b'cheses iser, right? It's b'cheses iser until you know how it was shechted. Now the Gemara is going to bring a machlokas. Basically, it's basically the machlokas whether we go by cheskas kamaisa or cheskas what it is now or cheskas meikara, right? So itmar, we learned hashokhek v'sakin. Someone is shechting with a knife. Okay, the idea is that you have to check the knife beforehand, right? Before this shechita, you check your knife, and it was smooth, had no pegimos, nothing wrong with it. The nimseis, and after a little bit of shechita, after the shechita, the nimseis peguma. And now it's found to be pogum. Okay, so the Gemara is now going to bring, right, the machlokas amarayim with the knife that was found peguma after shechita. The question is whether chosheish during the shechita was already put pogum. When did the pegam take place? So all the Rishonim, the Rosh, the Eri, say that they're only talking about a case where you checked the knife before the Shechita and you found it to be good. But if you didn't check the knife at all, then everyone would say that the Shechita is no good, even if you didn't find the Begimah, even if it's just lost, because we say Stam Sakinim are not considered Matuka. That's the Chazaka.
How many times
before it's Shechita.
Each Shechita?
Before it's Shechita, I was going to say, before it's Shechita, you can check. But the Rosh and all the Rishonim say that if the Shochet has like a set-aside special Shechita knife, if he has a Shechita knife, and it's put in a certain place, and it's like under lock and key, and it's not used for anything else, then that's the Cheskas Beduka, that's the Cheskas that it's Vodok, and if you shecht it with that, without Beduka, the Shechita is still kosher, B'diyeget. The Yom Shal Shlomo says it's only, that you shouldn't do that with Kaptila. That's the pass in the Shulchan Aruch. It's a regular knife, and you didn't check the Shulchan Aruch in your day of Simeon Ches, Sif Yud Dalid, says that if you don't check, and then you do Shechita, it's possible. But if you have a special knife, maybe the shechita b'di'evet it's kosher. But here we're dealing with a case so that you check. And you checked and it was good. And now after you did the shechita, you looked at the knife and it's got nicks. So what's the story? When did the nicks take place? If the nicks took place before the shechita and the animal's no good, bad shechita. With a nevela or a trefa, not to mean a fatuma, but we'll just say it's no good. If the gam took place after you cut the kana and veshes, then it's fine. It's a fine shechita. So what's the story? Pachlokas. So Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, Afilu shiver ba atzamos kol hayom. Even if after the shechita, and you were busy chopping bones with this knife, so that you can be so mad, you would think that it was the bones that gave that messed up the knife. So Afilu shiver ba atzamos kol hayom. Psula, we say that the shechita was puzzled, because chayshinan shema ba'or nifkama. We're cautious that maybe on the neck, before it reached the kanan veshes, the knife got nicked, and therefore you weren't nishkat the simon, because you tore it with the nick on the knife. Maybe it tore, and therefore it's not considered a good shechita. Okay? But Rav Bizda Amar, no, you say kshera. We say that with the shechita is kosher. Shema be'etzem nifka. Well, maybe we say that maybe it was nicked on the bones afterwards, but it went all the way through, right? Fine. Rashi says, Hashofe, the third line. Hashofe b'snakim achkach nimsab nitzis peguma. The yaduah, as we said before, we know beforehand kisheshakat bada kodem shechita v'hayyafe. Aval lo badak achkach shechita. Have a low bodak akar shkita miyad. What does that mean? The yaduah who shekishachat the other kodem shkita vayyafa. Have a low bodak akar shkita miyad. He didn't check right away, so this is a little bit later on, not immediately thereafter. So, Rav Huna said that we're choshish that the nick took place prior to shkita, and if pilu shavar ba'at samas being shkita b'dika achrona. The ikal limitly got some as psula shkita. It's still possible because he says shem or maybe in the nifkama. So therefore, right, and Rav Chizda says no, that we can be told it on the bones, and therefore that the nick took place post shkita, and therefore the shkita is good. So Gemara says bishlamo Rav Huna. It makes sense according to Rav Huna that even if you were breaking bones all day, it's still possible because shemaitei. Like the halacha we learned before, was the very Rav Huna, right? Rashi says, "Kishmaite the Amar Leel b'cheskas iser omedes achi v'adolchav manishchata v'zon nolim b'sotet b'shkita." We say we have a chazaka. The chazaka kamaisa is the chazaka meitara is that it's possible that the animal is not kosher, right? It's the eivam lechai. It's whatever it is until we know for sure. So until we know for sure, it's not good. Here we have a suffix, so we keep it on, we keep the chazaka, that it's no good. The point of Chizda, why are you telling me that it's a good shechita? You have the chazaka that the animal's no good, so you prove to me that it was that it's a valid shechita. So that Elah, Rav Chizda, my timer, why is he matter the behema? It never left the cheskas iser. So Amar Lach, Rav Chizda would say to him, etzem va, no, there's no suffix here, I guess he says. I don't think this is a suffix, I guess from a statistical standpoint, Amar Lach, etzem vade pogim. A bone will definitely, will more likely mess up the knife, or suffix pogim, suffix low pogim. The skin of the animal, I guess it has to be, unless it's really, really rough, it's not going to be really, typically not going to give a nick, put a nick onto the knife. Suffix pogim, suffix low pogim. Have a suffix uvadai. We have a suffix and a vadai. They ain't suffix mostly that vadai. So we're told there on the more, then the thing that's more apt to happen. Which would be nicking it on the bone, and therefore we say it was nicked on the bone, not nicked on the skin, and if the shechita would be good. Okay, so that's what Rav Chizda says. The Gemara now asks, we have other cases where we have the suffix, right? So we bring another case. Masiv Rava. So Rava is going to ask on Rav Chizda, or the other way around. Masiv Rava the seal the Rav Huna to give a proof for Rav Huna. That's the following case. Tava va'Allah the nimsa alav dobra chotzes. So you have a guy, or a woman, you have a guy who goes into the mikvah. Okay? So he goes into the mikvah, and he checks himself, and he's got nothing on him. No chatzitzos. He comes out, does a few things, and he looks on his body, finds the chatzitzos somewhere. So when did this thing, when did this chatzitzos come onto his body before or after the I mean, it has to. I mean, this is weird though, because what would you say? There's a chatzitza d'oraisa is only if it's rub gufo and something that you have that you're mocking on. So the chatzitza here is only if it's in rabbanon, because if he was mocking on, his father would have seen it and rub gufo. So you're comparing the mikvah case to the shkita case. I guess I have to look that up. So matziv rabbi siula rahuna tavel ba'ala ve'unimsa alav davar chotze. Now you find something that's a chotze on your body. Right, so the halacha is that if during the time of the shechita you had this chatzitza was on his body, then the shechita would be no good. But if it was afterwards, then the shechita would be good. So the Gemara says, "Afal pishin is asik ba'oso min kol yom kulo." Let's say he's a painter and he's been painting all day, and he finds paint on his body. He doesn't know when he got that paint on him. We say, no, he went with his chazaka that he was coming. So we see that the tefila was no good, right? Afa pishin is asik, but also mean kolim kulo lo asa lo tefila. Ashayoma bari li shlo haya alai kolim machin. Unless he knows for certain that he did not have this chatzitza on him prior to going into the mikvah. So therefore, you see, so in this case, devade tovel, he definitely was tovel, and suffik have alai, suffik lo have alai. The suffik, same thing as a knife. The suffik when it took place, because he suffik. But nevertheless, here it's a suffix and a vadai, which is what's the suffix and a vadai? Rashi says, because here the vadai is he definitely went into the mikvah. The suffix is when went to the kosher mikvah. The suffix is when he got the chatzitza. This suffix is motzi mi vadai. It's a question on a bizna. So too in our case. We should be choshesh for the case, for the suffix, then maybe he got nicked on the or. Why is there a difference between this, the mikvah case, and the mikvah case and the knife case? There's another case that Tosos brings down. If you remember the case of where a guy goes, dips all his stuff into the mikvah, and then after you find out that the mikvah was less than 40 saw. And we say also in that case, that all the kalim are coming. We keep them on the chazakah of tumah. So why are we here if there's a business say different? The Gemara tries to answer. Gemara says,
he lifts him in the morning, and then he works with glue for the next 6 hours, and he finds glue on his body before in the afternoon.
Right.
Maybe before that. You're assuming now that.
When is the chatzitza on his body? Right. So unless he knows, Bryce says, unless he knows for sure that he was clean when he went into the mikvah, we say that there's a chash that the chatzitza was on his body before he went into the mikvah, and therefore the mikvah, the tefillah is no good. But he knows for sure, if he's barley, then it's fine. There's a case of not barley. I guess he didn't check thoroughly. He doesn't know for sure, right? There's what's the standard? Says, oh, you know, I was working with glue beforehand. Also, I don't know. Maybe it was on my body before. I don't recall. So we told her it's on the suffix that it took place that the chatzitza was on before. So the answer, Shani Hassan, the tefillah case is different. The ika lemeimar, you say ha'ame tami al chaskaso. Keep the guy according to his chazakah, right? Keep him on his chazakah, which is what? Before the tefillah, he was tamei vadai. So therefore, since we have a suffix in the tefillah, if it was kosher or not, we'll just use the original chazakah. But the test goes too much. Mark says, wait a second. Ikum emah, hemed atamei al chazakaso, the emah lo tavo. And then we'll say that it's definitely lo tavo kadin. It wasn't a good tefillah. So the Gemara says, hachanami. So by the shkrit also. According to Rav Chizkiah, you should say, what's the chazakah of the animal? That it's not kosher. Because before until it's shechted, the chazakah is it's not kosher because it's Eber Menachai. Or, well, no, it's not kosher. So the Gemara says, okay, wait, I'll give you another reason. You can't say that. You can't keep it on the chazakah that it wasn't shechted. We say, look, it's sitting right here decapitated, it's shechted. You see it right in front of you. So how do you tell me it's not shechted? So the Gemara says, wait, so what's the comparison? Hakanami hari tavol panefa. You see him dripping wet. Well, it's not. You know that he later on in the day. But you know that he went to the mikvah. You see that he signed, he gave a check. He went to the mikvah already. So what do you mean? What's the difference? So the Gemara says, no, ha is lida be reyusa. No, in the case, there were a reyusa, something was, you see some evidence of a problem. So the Gemara says, Hachanami slightly rusa. So too also we have a reyusa. You see a pagam in the night. There's a reyusa of the chatzitza on the body. Here's a reyusa of the pagam in the night. So the Gemara says, and this is the answer the Gemara gives, very difficult to understand. A lot of Rishonim go to the test to try to figure out what this is. Sakin Isra'i, Behema Lo Isra'i. So, we'll give the answer of some say it's Rashi, it's a Rashba, is that it's different, and you're not going to like this answer, but it's different. It's different. By the case of the Tefillah, the object that we're concerned with, the object we're concerned with is the body of the person. By the case of the Shechita, what we're concerned with is the animal, is it a kosher Shechita or not. When it comes to the Shechita, there's an external factor, it's the mice. So in the case of the person, the suffix is on the body that we're concerned with. It's on the person. In the case of the... It's splitting hairs. In the case...
Not really, because those are the water of mitzvah.
What?
That's an external factor.
No, we're not concerned about the water in this case.
That's
the case in Nido, about the missing mitzvah. Here we're concerned, and supposed to ask that question. Here we're concerned about the chatzitz on the guy's body.
Uh-huh.
So we're only concerned about the body. Look at the thing that we're trying to make tahor or make kosher. About the guy and about the animal. So when it comes to the guy, the suffix is on him. When it comes to the animal, there's no suffix in the animal. The suffix was on the knife. The toaster says, so what? If the knife is the suffix, and the behemoth is not kosher. It's a taba hatalia. That's toaster's kosher. So toaster comes with the whole thing and says, that the one answer to toaster is that no, because when it comes to the knife, there are many sveikas. It comes into a suffix, next sveika, it turns it into. The suffix, the knife was pogum or not, and even if the knife was pogum, maybe it was a bigger knife, maybe he didn't use the pogum part of the knife, he starts adding, closer starts adding on speakers to say that it's different, so therefore it's definitely a vadai. So that is a lot, and that's what to do. I mean, there's an interesting tosos in Gittin, right? There's a Gemara in Gittin that says that why did they put Zman in a get? Originally they didn't have Zman in a get, and they put Zman in a get. So one of the sets said was because his mechape al basa choso. Maybe he married his niece, right, and she was mezaneh. So if he gives the get, he would say, oh, that the get took place prior to the adultery, and therefore she's not she wasn't an ashevis, and therefore she's not chayav misa. So Tosa says, wait a second. The lo much the name or they take nuzman. Oh, is it where to go? Mishum basa choso, right? Tosa on David Zayin. Shlo yichape alav. He won't have concern with her. Because your aim was man, the low arminon, we don't say ukma cheskas ishus ish. We don't say, well, the chazaka is until we know different. Basically, what we're saying over here is that until we know differently, you keep the status quo. That's the chazaka. You keep the status quo. So here, you should keep the status quo until you know differently by the ishus ish. Until you know that she's divorced, she's an ishus ish. What do you need man for? So the Gemara says, the low arminon ukma cheskas ish. Mahashta hu de igrusha, and he divorced her now. Because she's standing in Gerusha in front of us. Wait a second. In our Gemara, we're going back and forth. It's Shchuta Lefanecha also. What's the difference by the Eishes Ish case in Gittin and our case here? And Tosos gives two answers, or that's a Mahoz with two answers. Tosos says, he says, Kevin she Gerusha Lefanecha, but Oda Adarabah Okma Bechesk Shera, Shano Nivlo, because she Eishes. There's another Chazaka. Tosos said that you should keep her, the Chazaka is that she's Kasher. Until you know otherwise. So she was kosher, and that she was kosher, and she didn't have the veil when she was an atheist. But Tosus over there seems to be saying, no, we don't care. We look at the Chazaka Kamaita, not the Chazaka Meikara. And here we're focusing on the Chazaka Meikara. What's the difference over there and over here? So I saw, and I'm trying to figure it out, I know there's a Granat. The Granat from Natalia Truk, who was the Rosh Hashiva in Radin, right? The Klapas Chaim hired him to be Rosh Hashiva in Radin. So he says again that there's a difference, there's two different types of Chazaka. The Chazaka Kamaita. Right, you say that something that takes place naturally and something that takes place by a person. So if you have the chazaka that takes place naturally, well then, who knows when that natural thing took place, so therefore you have to do the chazaka meikara, you can't do chazaka meashka, but by the get place, you can give it again at any time, so you can't say that you go to chazaka kamaisa, you have to go look at what's at
you can't do the same before. Is that an outside factor?
Right. I think so. I'm wondering if that's the machlokes. Anyway, so it's very difficult how to answer this Gemara. I think the article only just gives like one note on the bottom. It doesn't even go into it. But the Rishonim, there's a massive, there's a long Rashba. The Tosfos here talks about it. The whole to do about this answer. So Gemara says, okay, now I'm going to ask on Rav Chisda from a different place. All right. So Mason. So there's a little one word introduction. When it comes to animals, you have to shech the ruva of both simonim, right? The veshus and the kana, the windpipe and the esophagus, right? The trachea and the esophagus. You have to shech the ruva of both. When it comes to a bird, al pidin only has to be ruva of one simon. I think we basically do both simonim anyway, but he has to only, for kosher, it's only one simon. So what's the case? You have a bird, shachar el haveshes. So now you shechted as the veshes of the esophagus. The achar kaf, and after you shechted the esophagus, nishmata hagargeres. The gargeres is another word for the kone, which is the trachea, right? It's kosher, still kosher, because nishmata hagargeres means that it displaced, it dislodged from its place. What? It's detached. Okay, so it's kshera. It's kosher because by an oath, it's sufficient to have one siman shechted. And since you shechted the veshet, the oath already became kosher. So I don't care that afterwards that the koneg got detached. But nishmet toha gargeres. But if the trachea got detached, the apricot shechted the veshet. Then afterwards you shechted the veshet. It's psula. Why? Because once the koneg was detached before the shechita, the oath becomes a trachea. Right, and if it comes to trefa, it's not good. So the Gemara says, this is not going to be a. Now, what about shachar et haveshes? You shechted the veshes. Okay? And then after shechita, nimtzeis hagargeres shemuta. You check and you see that the trachea was detached. Well, when did that happen? It makes a difference. If it happened before the shechita, it's trefa. If it happened after the shechita, it's a kosher bird. So the Gemara says, I don't know. In Kodesh Shechita Nishmata Yom Ha'achar. And I don't know if it took place before. If Achar Shechita Nishmata. So Zeha Yemaisa, this actually took place. But Amru, Kol Safek B'Shechita Pasol. Anytime you have a Safek in Shechita, it's Pasol. Well, Kol to include what? Kol, the Gemara says, Kol Safek B'Shechita Latu Yemai. What does that come to include? That comes to include our case. Lav Latu Yikihai Gavna. In our case, where there's no little reisa in the night, after shechita, and we have a suffix as to when that took place. You see from this brisa, anytime there's a suffix, we're going to go to chumrah. We're going to say that it goes to chumrah, and therefore we're going to say that the pedima took place on the neck of the animal, not on the bones, and therefore it's a bad shechita. Right? Rashi says. We did the Rashi's already, basically. So the Gemara says, "Lo, the Brice is not coming to include our case. What's Kol coming to include, right? Kol's coming to include the following case. No, La Tui Suffix Shaha Suffix Doros. You know, we had the five issues of what counts as a shechita. So we're talking about a case. Kol Suffix makes the shechita no good. Is you have a Suffix whether or not he delayed." Right, we're not sure whether or not he delayed or not, or suffix daras. We have a shachet with a suffix whether or not he did apply pressure as opposed to cutting. So in those cases, we say that you go to chumrah. I guess the chumrah, and we say the shechita is invalid.
That's a simple thing because he doesn't know what he did.
But here we don't know whether he used a kosher knife.
I know, but that's not on him. That's on the knife.
So the Gemara asks, "Umayshna." So the Gemara says, "Umayshna." So why are you including these are the sefikas that we're concerned about and not the suffix of our case? So the Gemara says, "Hatsam, but it's the suffix of shahin daras is the lida beirei yusav behema. The suffix was created in the animal itself. But hacha sakin israel behema lo israel. In this case, the suffix took place in the knife, not in the animal. But this could be the raya for the way we explained the case before." So Gemara itself makes a distinction between the suffix in the knife and the suffix in the animal. Same way we explained it. So, granted that if that knife was no good, it makes the animal no good, but it's sort of one step removed, the suffix is in an external factor as opposed to the actual goof of the hema. Okay, so we don't have a raya either way. Again, our case was, the guy checked the knife beforehand, then he shefted. After he shefted, he looks at the knife, and he sees that there are nicks. When did the nixon take place? We don't know. We don't have a raya to say that we're so much on the fact that nixon took place before in the street. That's no good. We have a machlokes of Huna Rav Chisda. V'hilchusa, and the Gemara says v'hilchusa kibasei d'Rav Huna v'shaloshi beba etzem v'hilchusa kibasei d'Rav Chisda kishashi beba etzem. And say as follows: the halacha is going to follow Rav Huna that says that when we find a knife that's pogum after shechita, the shechita's pasul. That is, if you didn't. If you weren't also in bones the rest of the day, since you didn't use the knife for anything other than the neck, you didn't do anything, use the knife for something that would vaday make it nick, we're conscious that the pedima took place in the neck, on the skin of the animal prior to reaching the kanan veshes, and therefore it is paguma. Right. Rashi says, top on top one, Hilkskor Rav Huna, the Chayshinan Laor. Va'al Yodi, right, he says, Rashi calls Va'al Yodi Hayam Maisa, right, Vahorili Rabbi Yaakov Bar Yakar, Ba'ok Va'issa. He had this Maisa, and he gets Rashi in Chulin quotes a lot of Halacha Maisa. He quotes the Halacha a lot in Chulin. The Hilkos of Kabasi Rav Huna is supposed to be Etzem. The Hilkos of Kabasi Rav Chizda, and we say the Halacha is like Rav Chizda when? Kishashibra Etzem. If we find the knife of Pogrom after Shechita, and this is a case where the guy was using the knife to cut bones after Shechita, we're going to be told that the Pagima in the Etzem, because that's Vadei Pogim, the bone will definitely make nicks in the knife, and not in the neck, and then in that case, we're going to say that the knife is kosher. So Gemara and Rash, the Gemara asks, Mechlal, from this it's Mashma, to Rav Chizda, Afagav de lo Shibra Etzem. Rav Chizda himself is going to, since we passed by Rav Huna in the case of Lo Shiva Lo Etzem, that means Rav Chizda argues in the case where Lo Shiva Lo Etzem. So Rav Chizda is going to say, basically we're saying Rav Chizda holds that the knife is still considered kosher even if he didn't cut bones the rest of the day. Well, if he didn't cut bones afterwards, well, what else did the knife become pogrom with? You checked it beforehand, you did shechita, now it's pogrom, and you're done. So where did the begima come? It must have come from the neck. So how are you saying it's kosher, Rav Chizda? Like Gemara says, Michlad Rav Chizda afagav lo shiva etzem el b'may ibkin. So what can we be told that became on the knife? I mean, how did it get to nick? So Gemara says ema the etzem the mithrekes ibkin, that the bones in the animal itself that you cut the carnal vessels, I guess, continue through. So there are some bones there. So maybe those bones became puzzle. Right? Rashi says, right? He says Michlad Rav Chizda afilu b'shol shiva etzem la afar shkita mafir. I mean, it's since of course we had to say the hilchos of Rav Huna. So what? On what did the knife become pogrom? From Rashi says the etzem afrekes la'achar shchita, after the shchita shenaga be'etzem hatzavar, when it comes to the bone in the neck, v'hi ha'mafrekes, that's considered the mafrekes. But Rashi says again, Rashi quotes halacha v'lo sviru lan kivasei lemitle lekula. We don't hold like him lekula da'hi negiyah the etzem afrekes. Lo pigama sak in stema or. We don't say, he says that the neck bone of the animal is just as likely, just as unlikely to cause a pigima as the skin of the animal. So therefore, we're not so much on that. Aval shavir sat somos, bahu vadai klinot. But if the guy did use other bones the rest of the day, that we're told. That we agree to. So Gemara says, following, bring a case. We're going to bring a case and try to figure out whose shita this case is going like. Okay, so you have the following case. We have this maizah, where a guy did shkita, he did multiple shkitos, right? And after the shkita, he checked, and he finds that the knife is pogrom. Okay? V'tarif Rav Yosef ad tlesar chevasar. Rav Yosef said that 13 animals that were checked with this knife are apostles. I guess the case must have been, Rashi says tlesar chevasar, shelo bodak bein zolu zol. Guy checked his knife beforehand, before the first one, and then he checks it after the 13th one. Well, we're going to try to figure out which one. Well, if you go according to Rav Chizda, who said Hesed Merubah is an issue over here? If it's a suffix, if it's a suffix, if Hesed Merubah, according to Rav Chizda, we're talking about Chazaka here. Chazaka is not a suffix. That's good, but this is going to say one way, or one is going to say another way, based on what shita that you hold by. The Rashi says, "Place a chayusa shelo badak bein zol zo." You didn't check between. Ula'achar shita skula mitzis paguma. And after you check it all, then you find the puzzle. So he passed all 13. So who's he going at? So Gemara says, "Rav Huna." It's going according to Rav Huna, right? He's going according to Rav Huna because you can say that maybe the knife became pugum on the neck of the first animal. So all 13 shechitas are no good, right? Gemara says, Fafilu b'kamaisa. So even the first animal is no good. So Gemara says, no, you don't have to say that. Rashi says, Rav Huna b'afilu b'heinu kamaisa nami trefa t'chashin l'or. So the Gemara says, lo, you don't have to say that he holds like Rav Huna. Maybe he holds like Rav Chizda. And what he said was trefa. He said it was v'varmi kamaisa. Everything is trefa. Except for the first one, right? Except for the first animal, because you're going to say that the mafrekes, that the bone of the first animal made the knife pogum. So the first 50 was done good, and the last 12 were done no good. Right? Rashi says, lo korab kizda, when we shun etzem afrekas to kamaisa, because of the bone in the neck of the first one, tarfino lukul versus basraisa. And therefore all the remaining 12 are no good. So it's not 13, so maybe there were 14, the last 13 are no good. So Gemara says, so if we don't know who Rav Yosef is holding like, so the Gemara says, wait a second, the Ibai is Ema, you can say no, lo olam, we have to say that he holds like Rav Huna. The Ira Kizda, if he holds like Rav Kizda, michte misla talinan, He's concerned that maybe it's on the neck of the animal. Who says it got plugged on the first neck, maybe it got plugged on the last neck, and they're all kosher. Right, Rashi says, Mirde Misla Talinon, the Havade Negia Sakin, the Mafrekes, Lo Pagama Tseme Or. And Rashi says, the Mafrekes does not make it more, is no worse than the neck itself. And Rafizda is not concerned with the neck, right? Sharei enu maki ala b'koach. This is, you don't put pressure on it. Afilu haki tell me l'kula. Hilu kishaka behema tuba tell you nami Rafizda b'afrekas b'asreis o'machinu. Like you said, it's a suffix for him. So who says your suffix is on the first one? Suffix should be on the last one. Suffix on the last one, all 13 l'kasha. So therefore he's definitely not holding like Rafizda. He's holding like Rav Huna. Okay. Look at the next Rashi. Rashi is the apple god. Forget Rashi Paskin. It says the apple god the mishaninon puffy. Was that in the next case? That's the next case. Or in the psak halacha. So Amalei Rav Acha braid the rubble of Rashi. So Rav Acha, the son of Rav, says to Rashi, Rav Kahana matzich bidikusa be kol chad l'chagos. Rav Ashi says that you have to check the knife in between each shrita. You shack once, check the knife. Check another time, you check the knife. So Kiman, right? Who does he hold like? Ki Rav Huna. He must hold like Rav Huna that you have a chash that the pagima took place on the neck, and therefore you have to check. And this bedika ulemisla kamaisa. And this bedika is necessary in order to check whether the first one that you use the knife for is kosher or not. Because if you find the knife to be pakum, you're gonna say that even the first shita is no good. So Gemara says, no, that you don't have to say that. Maybe Rav Kahana holds like Rav Chizda, who does not say the knife can become pakum on the neck. It needs bone. So then what do I need the bedika after each shita? La'akshuri basraisa. And you have to check the knife to kasher the last one. So if you find the knife guma, in other words, is the checking the knife retroactive or prospective? According to Rav Huna, if you hold like you're checking the knife for Rav Huna, that means you're checking the knife in order to determine whether the previous shechita was valid. If you find a pogrom, then the previous shechita is invalid. According to Rav Chizda, if you check the knife afterwards, you find it nick, well, it doesn't affect the first shechita. So what are you checking the knife for? You're checking the knife prospectively to make sure the next shechitas are okay, right? That's what's called Rav Chizda, La'akshure Basraisa. If you find the knife pogrom, you'll fix it and you'll check the following animals, the kashrus. But had you not checked in between, and at the end you find the knife pogrom, so then the first one would be kosher, but the other ones wouldn't be kosher because we could say maybe you told it on the mafrekes, on the neck bone of the first animal. That's going back and forth. So Rashi's going to Rashi. Lo krefizda svilei de lo chayish lo'or. Right, krefizda is not kosher for the skin of the neck. Umacha padika, what does it need padika? She'im timtze paguma, if you find a pogum, yis kanena, you'll fix it. The yuachronos k'sheilos yimam rishonos. The latter ones will be kosher like the first ones. The lo bada, had he not checked it, b'shachet lei, le'idach, and check the other one, umacha paguma, then he finds it to be pogum, chayshin l'mafrekas t'kamaisa, or kosher, then maybe if got nicked on the bone, the neck bone of the first animal. Vasui vashraisan. The second animal would be no good. The less lay hala amar lael mifte mitla polinon. And we don't hold what we hold before. He just doesn't hold the Ibai's aim that we just mentioned before. That who says it's on the first neck, maybe it's on the last neck. But the Gemara then says the afa gav. Rashi says the afa gav the mishanin and hachi. Even though we answer here that maybe he holds like Rav Chizda, that the chuyba almuhu. It's just a giving an answer. Klomar le'olam aimalach to Rav Chizda svirulei. He says maybe he can also hold like Rav Chizda, but about Rav Kahana, badai Rav Huna. Rav Kahana says if you check the knife, definitely holds like Rav Huna. Ka'amar v'misal kamaisa kidok imel el kolusos like the vasei. Was be passing that way. Rashi pasim. Rashi very frequently pasim. Kulin all across the board pasim. Rashi says v'ashochet afilu behema achas a shochet. He even checked only one animal. Sarech libdos hasakin achar hashita. Has to check the knife afterwards. Why? Not according to Rav Chisda. According to Rav Huna, he would have to check the knife. Possibly like Rav Huna. Right? He's found like Rav Huna. The im shock at Harvey, if you shechted a lot, the low buttock ben Sai, Bakar Nisab Kuma, after we show Nazura. Rashi is clearly passing like Rav Huna. But according to Rav Chisda, what's the purpose of checking the knife after the. Or if you don't even do one shechita?
Why is it?
If you check
before, then you check. Why
are you checking it after? The guy, you have to be kosher, maybe on the neck of the animal, the knife became pogo.
Right, when it's kosher.
What? No. If you if it's on the oar before, the mafrekis is afterwards.
Okay, you check it before though. You check it before it's fine.
You have to check before. That's number one. Now you have, according to Rav Chisda, you have to check it after, according to Rav Ashi, according to Rav Puna, you have to check afterwards also, because maybe before you hit the simonim, it got nicked. According to Rav Chisda, who cares? Even if it got nicked, you would say it got nicked maybe on the bone afterwards. According to Rav Huna, Rav Ashi is saying we're passing like Rav Huna. You got to check. You got to check after. But we saw the other Rishonim. Because he's kosher, he has a shot. There's no shash.
Okay. Where, when it
right. There's no shash that when you're in the water, like nail polish fell on you. But there is a shash, according to Rav Huna, there is a shash that the knife got nicked by the skin. Because here there's another possibility, another factor. Worry about the skin.
Right, but you always throw the gum onto what happened, onto the shechit itself. The neck.
Right, the neck, on the knife.
The neck bone.
No, that's only Rav Chisda, because Rav Chisda doesn't care about the skin. Rav Huna is worried that maybe the knife, you check the knife, it's good, so now you can start.
Right.
But now, from point A to point B, there's another possibility, a distinct possibility, according to Rav Huna, that the knife got nicked. So that you have to check afterwards.
I'm saying, but shouldn't that be across the board everything is allowed?
No, because there has to be a valid reason to get to be worried about it. What are you worried about when you go in the mikvah? You check that there's nothing on you, and you go in the mikvah. What happened when you're in the mikvah? Cement fell on you? All right. Fine. So Gemara says, Ihachi, right? If you need to check... Okay, let's go back to the Gemara and to continue. So I'm going to ask a breeder of Rav Ravashi, right? Rav Kahana Masik with Yigusa Ben Kol Kadav Kadav. He said you have to check the knife in between each shrita. You're doing three animals, check the knife in between each time. Come on, who does he hold like? He holds like Rav Huna, the mitzvah kamaisa. As I was asking, hold like Rav Huna because you're worried about to retroactively check that the first one was good. Mar says, well, to Rav Chisda, it's like Rav Chisda, lachshuvi basvaisa. Just to tell me that the second one is good because the first one's clearly going to be good. Ihachi, that's the case that we need the bedika, checking the knife for the next shechita. That means we're using the knife, basically, it's a pre shechita check. Well, the pre shechita check is supposed to be given to a chacham, right? Tiboy nam bedikas chacham. You should have it checked by the chacham. Rashi says, Ihachi, the mishamhod the boy the mishchete for the upcoming shechitas, kabodik, how do they bedika code in the shechita? So this is the same thing as checking the knife before the shechita, right? It's a prospective bedika. But tiboy chacham laharis lo sasachin. You need to show the knife to the sack to the chacham. The afino kamar. We're going to see on daf yid zayin amid beis mi bishchat tatam bezeb achaltem that you need to show it to a chacham. We're going to learn how. Umi delo boy the machvei the chacham. And since the bar doesn't say here that you have to give it to the chacham, shema minan la bedika the kod mishkita chashivlei. This is not considered a bedika prior to the shkita. This is a bedika post shkita. So it's like Rav Huna, not like Rav Chisda. So the Gemara says no. Eidach on them and bisurin. Have an eidach on here. He's eidach on them and bisurin. The shochet himself is sufficient, right? Rashi says the kol yachid b'yachid ha'emina Torah. The Torah believes everybody because the pasuk says. Rashi here brings the pasuk. V'zavachta mi'karecha mi'sancha v'shachan zavachar v'achli kohanim al yado. Guy shechs and the kohanim need it. You're trusting him. The Gemara says v'lo hiskiku v'hemid eidim b'davar. You don't need eidim except for Mamo, Mises Beis Din Arayis. Right? She says eidach and emisurin here. There are other drushes for eidach and emisurin. The Gemara is written on Daf Beis. Right, talks about the Eidach and Nemun Bisurin. So there, Rashi quotes Well, it's not getting. Ain't nothing on the insurance, he says. Well, Tosos quotes like over here. He says, "Parents for conscious are Amina Torah called Echad Echad across the Truma Ushchita Nikor Gid." The Torah reads already there. Tosos brings down because it says a Sachar Law that she counts for herself, and we believe her. The other Shitas they say that, well, if you didn't have Edech and Amisur, no one could eat from anyone's house. So that's more of a practical reason. We had a concept of Edech and Amisur. So Gemara says, wait a second. If you have the concept of Edech and Amisur, so why in the world do I have to show it to the Chacham before it anyway? The Shokhin is believed. Edech and Amisur. Ehachim Ekarin Amilo. In the first instance, I shouldn't have to show it to the Shokhin. Ha'amar Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Ehachanami. Lo Amar Lahara Sakhi Lachacham Elav Nikodesh Lachacham. You show the knife to the Chacham only for the covenant of the Chacham. Alpi Din, the Edech is believed. The Shokhin is believed. He doesn't have to show it. He just has to show it to begin with. Alpi covenant of the Chacham. So when it's in our case, he showed it to a Chacham, then he shechted, and then he again. You know, the Chacham is now Mokal in the second time. Show it in the beginning, that's enough. Right, Rashi says. Alright, in this case, you don't have to worry about it. That's not Rashi. Right, so Bismana Zev, I don't know how that works. I guess in those days, you had a butcher in this locale, so that locale had a chacham, and you showed it to him the night beforehand. Bismana Zev, I don't think.
You have a mashgiach now.
What?
You have a mashgiach.
You have a bodek, and each time they do a shita, they check the mashgiach checks. Right, I think so. I don't think you hear it talking about every time. I think it's a little different. This is what we're talking about, mass production now.
Right,
right. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to bring the din, kind of bring the source. How do we know, how do we learn the din of Chazaka? That we keep the Chazaka, that what happens is Chazaka is basically status quo. That everything's the same until we know that it changed. Okay? Gemara says, "Minaha milsa the amrabban oki milsa afsk." From where do we learn that what the Chacham said that we keep an item upon in a chazaka? We keep the status quo until we know otherwise. So Amr Bishmuel bar Nachmeni Amr Rav Yonasan. Rav Yonasan says where we learn it from. We learn it out from Saras. We learn it out from a Saras Habayis. We say that the Kohen walks out and the Kohen checks the house. Then he declares, and he walks out of the house and declares the house to be tzarua. Tells the house to be tzarua. It's tzarua. So they're going to say, well, who says that from the time that the kohen closed the door to the time that he announced that maybe the nega shrunk? The Gemara says, Amakra, the pasuk says, v'yatzah kohen min habayis. The kohen goes out from the house el pesach habayis until the opening of the house. V'hizkir habayis shivas yomim, and there he announces that the house is tamid tzaras for 7 days. So Gemara says, Dilma adinafik ba'asa batli shiura. Maybe from the time that the Kohen went out until he announced that it is sagar batli shiura, it shrunk. So Gemara says, what do you see from there? You're holding on the chazaka there. It didn't change until we know otherwise. Right? Rashi says, V'yatza ha-Kohen, d'ba'in adinipik mikol ha-bayis. He has to walk outside the entire house. V'yatzak v'yatzkir sadel. He has to close the door. The Apagad, the equal name, or maybe you'll say, Gil Adonof of Asi, but for the Shiura, Mika Gris. Maybe you can small than a Gris. The name is Shaloha Yanega Bashat Hesger, Venus Garo Hesger, the Navy was not a Nega at the announcement time. The command, the Lesse Dummy. It's as if, and it's as if it's not there. Kamashwanda, we assume that it's still there until we know otherwise. Gil Adonof of Asa, but for the Shiura, El Lamishum Damino, okay, as Kaske. You keep the Chazaka. The Gemara says, Masik, Lord Achmar Yaakov, he says, Vidilma, yeah, I can figure. You don't have to worry, so if I'm a chazaka, Dilma could go and she got to Derech HaKor, maybe he walked out backwards, right? The Kachaz is the Kinafik, because he sees it as he's walking out.
No.
So, what?
Why would you think
that would trick him? Because it's a supernatural disease to begin with, so why is that any more of a finish than having white spots develop on the wall to begin with? Right.
Sorry,
the guy did tshuva in between and shrunk. You're talking about supernatural. I don't know the answer. So Amalei Abaye, stay tshuva b'davar. I got two answers to that. Number one, chadik tzidah achor v'lash mitzidah. You can't walk out backwards. Because walking out backwards is not considered yitzia. And number two, v'od achor rizalas mikul neimer. Even if you are walking out backwards, maybe the negla is on the back of the door. So walking out backwards does nothing. You won't be able to see it anyway. So the Gemara says v'chi tema deposit bekatsa. Maybe you opened up a window and therefore you were able to, and you walked out that, so you were able to look at what's on the back of the door. The Gemara says v'atnan bias atal ain't possible kolon zdoros es nigo. If you can't see the negla, you don't do something in order to make it see the negla. You don't go looking for problems. You don't turn on a light in a dark house. You don't open a window to see it. As is, the house is as is. The Gemara says, Amalei Rav, I'll answer you. Two things. You tell me that you see it going backwards, it's not going to see you see it. That's not true. Right? It says, Utnan yotze uvalo derech nisasa. He goes in and out of the Kotze Kotze. He goes out of the Kotze Kotze the same way he goes in, which is facing the Kotze Kotze. So he's walking out backwards. He said, you don't open windows. That is how do you know the chazik? That's only if you can't tell. If you can't tell, you don't put on fluorescence. You don't turn on the lights to see. But once they're ready, you saw it, right? But once you have the neg in there, the neg is there. So now that you open a window, you can see it. So now the problem is you can't prove chazaka yet, because maybe you're walking out backwards and you can see behind the door from opening a hole. So the Gemara says, Tanya. Because it says Rav Yaakov said that you don't have the chazaka because you can walk out backwards. You say the brayso is not like Rav Acha bar Yaakov because v'yatzah komin avayis Yaakov yel chatoka avayis beso v'yaski. Maybe goes into the house and does hezger in the house. Tamalomer el pesach avayis. He has to do it when he comes out. E pesach avayis Yaakov yamo tachas mashko. Maybe he's under the lintel of the door. V'yaski tamalomer min avayis. He has to go completely out of the house. Achi yitim min avayis kulo hakeit. It has to work. Omeg b'tzad ha-mashko, he stands on the outside of the house, u-masker, u-minayim, and how do we know she'im ha-loch, so based on his gear, maybe he goes all the way out to his house, o-omad b'toch ha-bayis, if he stands under the mashko of his gear, she'es gero muskar, tamad loma, the his gear is ha-bayis, mikom okom. Even if the kohen goes all the way to his house, it works. He definitely doesn't see it in his house. If I go from my house to here, I can't see it even with a window open. See, what do you see? The price says you saw me on the chazaka, right? For Rav Yaakov, who's finished up, Rav Yaakov says you go into Kaimi Dora de Gavri. That case is talking about, you're not going to like this case, right? The Omri to the Kaikai. Talking about a line, it's a lineup of people, and they all, it's a chain, it's a phone call, they text each other, and they say, it still stands, it's still the same size. So according to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, we don't have a raya about chazaka. But according to everybody else, we have a raya from Tumah, from Taraz, that we about chazaka. Okay, so you have a good day.
Oh, yeah.